listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
What we want.
You're listening to On the Couch,
On the Couch
with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
You are officially on the couch with Dr. Michelle. That's me, your psychologist, as you always are this time, Pacific Standard Time, Fridays, 11 a.m. And welcome to the show. As always, I have some great listener questions for you today. Maybe you can help them out, too, if you'd like to call. Or if you have any issues, problems, questions, you'd like some advice, suggestions, things like that, go ahead and give me a call here. We're in Los Angeles, 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815. And we'll get you on the air and talk to you about what's going on if you'd like. Otherwise, if you'd like to email me and ask me a question, as my listeners who I am sharing on the air did today, you can contact me at docmichelle, that's D-O-C Michelle with two L's, at AOL.com. That's docmichelle at AOL.com. Of course, my website, drmichelletherapy.com. And you can find all that, of course, on my face page here on LA Talk Radio, the world's most listened to internet talk station, where we say what we want. Fascinating, interesting stuff, and I appreciate you all for writing me. Today, I'm going to be answering a lot of questions that you've asked me. Do keep in mind that we don't have a therapeutic relationship per se. What I do is give suggestions, advice, information. Possibly you can apply some of this information to your life as well, or your friends. Or like I said, you can add some information too if you'd like to give me some feedback. Cool. I'd love to hear from you. DocMichelle at AOL.com. And what I do is I just kind of give you suggestions. Hopefully entertain you as well. There's some really interesting issues that I've picked out today. So we're going to rock it. Most of these are relationship issues. It just seems like everybody's got to work out their relationships. But it all boils down to getting together personally inside. You know, them getting individual therapy about who they are. And why are they reacting the way they are? Why do they continue to have the same patterns in relationships that they're not happy with? What are some of the old triggers that they're feeling from the past? Why are they so sensitive? Why do they make poor choices with partners? Things like that. So it's all about individuals. It's all about us and what we choose and what we think and how we act. We can't blame anybody else for our feelings. He made me feel like this. No, you're choosing to feel like that. Yeah, he may have done hurtful things, but you need to work this out. You need to communicate. If it doesn't work, you move on. You take care of yourself and you start to form healthy relationships in your life. That's the idea, you see? All right, 323-203-0815 is the number if you want to call in live. Otherwise, let's get started with some emails I received from listeners who want some help with relationships. This is from Jolie. Says, Dear Doc, I'm a 30-year-old single woman in a wonderful emotional and sexual relationship with a married man. He tells me that his wife is also having an affair, but that their marriage is not great. And then he tells me that it's better for him to stay in the marriage than to go. Okay. This really hurt me, and I took this as a personal insult. He also says that if he does leave his marriage, he probably wants to be on his own for a while to sort things out and get his head together. This leaves me feeling that obviously I'm not that important to him if he doesn't leave her. But also, perhaps I won't be a part of his future if he does. You think? That's my response. Continuing on with the letter. When he is with me, he acts like he loves me. Am I wasting my time, breaking my heart? Please help. All right, Jolie, here you go. From working with people in this situation, I think it's actually a very good plan, honestly, for a guy who's involved in this sort of situation, to take some time out. If he chooses to leave his wife, right? If this guy comes right from his marriage and starts living with you, the chances are that the stress and tension of the whole thing's going to lead him to return home and try again with his wife. It's just the way it works sometimes. And this kind of yo-yoing can carry on for months. And the other possibility is that if he feels pressure from you, as well as guilt about the end of his marriage, he may end up with some kind of breakdown. I mean, he may just completely freak out and isolate. You see? So that's what's going on here. You can't pressure him too much. I know it's really hard when you care for somebody to simply stay away. But I think, here's my take on it, it would be a really good thing to do. See? What I suggest you do is tell him you want to be with him and that you love him. Obviously you do. Obviously you've been there for him. I'm assuming that you do. And then you need to tell him that you're going to move on with your own life while you let him get his head together. You tell him that he needs to go ahead and make a choice and take some downtime if he leaves his wife, not to come running to you. You know, it might even be kind of a good idea if you suggest some sort of time scale where he should not see you. Or occasionally call you. Well, he breaks off from his wife and he's on his own, getting his head together, as he says. And here's the deal. By stopping yourself from clinging to him, you're going to give him the space that he needs. And he's probably going to be kind of grateful for it in a way. I mean, he may be the kind of person that needs to jump from one person to the other. But here's the thing. Your maturity in doing that will show him that you're worth having. It'll show him that you're confident, that you're desirable, that you're attractive, that you're cool, that you have your act together. And you understand what he may be going through, but you may need to get on with your life too. And that's really a good thing. Not bad in any relationship. So what I would suggest to you is, stop stressing. Stop worrying. Stop beating yourself up. Move on. Give him space. Let him make the decision, whatever. Don't let him come running to you right out of the marriage. Don't do it. Start going out with other people when you choose. But get separated. Get some space between you two. I think it's a really good idea. That's my suggestion, Jolie. Thank you so much for emailing me. I hope it's not too harsh for you, because I know it sounds like you're really in love with this guy. I get it. But get some self-respect, girl. Okay? Pull it together. Take care of you. You've been hanging around way too long. Now, he doesn't even know if he wants to be with you, because he's got to get his head together. Good. Let him get his head together. Let him think about it. Let him miss you. Give him time and space. Meanwhile, get on with your life. All righty? All right. This is Dr. Michelle with you live on LA Talk Radio, as we always are. Fridays, 11 o'clock in the morning, Pacific Standard Time. Here we are on the couch. You can call me if you'd like, if you have any relationship questions, or if you'd like to comment and help some of the listeners out who've written me today. That number in Los Angeles is 323-203-0815. Otherwise, you can email me, as all of the listeners did today, and I'm reading and trying to help them out on their emails, at docmichelle@aol.com. That's D-O-C Michelle with two L's at AOL.com. And we're moving on. This one's from Maria. There are a lot of women who email me usually. Men are not as open enough or feel comfortable enough to talk about their relationship sometimes. They just don't. They have male bonding time with their guy friends, and they talk about it, and they get through it or whatever. Women like to talk more, which is great, and share more information. So I'm just letting you know. I do have a couple of guys today and their issues, which I will share with you. But we're moving on now to Maria, and she says, Dear Dr. Michelle, I'm dating this awesome guy, and we love each other very much and have pretty good sex. But recently he joined a porn site, and now he's on it a lot. And I know that he's pleasuring himself a lot during the day. Is it bad? I don't know how to react. I don't want to come off controlling, but I don't know why he'd do this. It makes me feel like I can't pleasure him, or maybe I'm not enough for him. So should I worry about it, or just let him do what he wants? That's a good question, Maria. I've heard this a lot. Really? I have. Yeah. You sound like you love your guy, and it sounds like your big concern is that he joined a porno site or porno sites, and he's, you know, doing his thing online so he can get off or whatever. So let me just lay it on you right now. Let me just tell you something that you need to hear. If you guys are having regular, nice, normal sex as you describe, he didn't join these pornographic sites because you're not good enough for him. I want you to get that through your head. All right? People who are stuck on porn sites, they're going to view images no matter how much their women try to please them sexually. It's just the way it is. And the problem's not with you. What's wrong with me? Women do that a lot. Why am I not sexy enough? Am I not hot enough? Is my body not great enough? So you ask if you should worry about it. Well, you know, the thing is I'd be a little concerned, worrying. But the problem is it leads to nagging. And that'll compound the situation. And then he'll look at you as just a nag. And then he'll want to go off and hide it from you even more, supposedly. So what? I don't know. I think you should tell him exactly how you feel. He's probably going to do it anyway. And I think you should be concerned. Because it sometimes is an addiction. And I think you should suggest to get some help. Lay it on the line. Tell him what you need. This is one of the challenges in your love relationship. We all have challenges and hurdles. This is a tough one. You know, what happens is a guy who's addicted to porn, it causes problems for a love relationship. You know, I mean... The problem is what concerns me is he may seek to fulfill some of these fantasies in real life. Porno models online, sometimes they're real people. And they do connect. You know, people who meet online can arrange to meet offline to continue the relationship. Just to have sex here and there out in public places. You know, hiding, things like that. Hook up in a hotel, whatever. There's no sense of commitment. There's no caution sometimes. So this is the thing that scares me if it gets, you know, really over the top and he keeps going on porn sites and spends a great deal of time pleasuring himself, as you say, with that stuff. But it's not going to help fighting him or nagging him. I mean, that's obviously not work. Sounds like you've done that in the past. So you have to be subtle and appeal to his sense of reason. So it's an addiction. He has to get over it. And even after the addiction is, you know, kind of quelled, there's always the temptation to go back. You know, pornography is everywhere, and it's very cheap. So you need to be calm. You need to talk to him about it openly. You need to tell him kindly and lovingly how much it's turning you off. And if he wants to continue to have a good relationship with you, that he's got to get some help. And you need to explain to him why you think it's not okay to let his time on porn sites and talking with women or whatever he does interfere with your life and his life. So I'd find a therapist for you and your man to work through this together. Whatever kind of specialist you can find, you can put it out there, you can go online in your area and call people and just start getting information about this kind of thing. When you're talking to him, by the way, you can ask him what he wants for your love relationship and tell him that porn won't help the love. It won't help it. It's turning you off. It's making you pull away. Okay? But he does need help. Maybe he doesn't want to get help. Maybe he wants to stay right where he's at and continue the addiction. If it's such a turnoff and hurting you so badly, then you need to think about moving on. And that's not about you. You sound like you have a normal, healthy relationship with him. You've got to just, you know, you get enough hurt, you get enough pain for enough time, and he's not listening to you. You've got to get the clue or hint that he's not willing to give this up for you or the relationship. So you have to move on. I know it's difficult to do, but what do you want? Do you want to continue being unhappy if he refuses to go get help? What do you want in your life? I just love him. I just want to be with him. Okay, then get used to the idea that he's addicted to porn and he's going to be staying on porn sites and talking and looking at and whatever he does. Okay? If he gets help, decides to get help, wonderful. Good, good, good. He's heard you and he wants to be with you and he wants to make the relationship work. Good. If not, only you, my dear, can decide what you want to do. All right, this is Dr. Michelle and we are on the couch together. Actually, I'm on the chair. You're on the couch. As we always are Fridays about this time, Pacific Standard Time, 11 o'clock in the morning. And what I'm doing today is I'm answering a lot of your emails where you've contacted me at docmichelle@aol.com. That's D-O-C Michelle with two L's at AOL.com. And hopefully I can, give you suggestions, help you out a little bit, and I'll give you an idea of what you might do. If you would like to help out some of the listeners or add your suggestions, I encourage you to do so by contacting me. Also, you can check out my website, which is all about making positive life changes, at drdrmichelletherapy.com. Making those positive life changes. Do know that you can download and listen to for free all the shows on iTunes as well. All right. If you're driving in your car and you have the gear, the iPod, you're just getting kind of bored, you want to check out some iTunes, you can listen. We got great shows about relationship issues, great guests in the past, whatever you'd like. Check it out here on the LA Talk Radio website. LA Talk Radio, the world's most listened to talk radio station on the internet. All right, let's move on. Okay, we're hearing from Leanne. This is another email, and she sounds like she's got a lot of pain in her life right now. So, dear Michelle, I was in a relationship for 12 years. Wow, that's a long time to be with a boyfriend. And he left me for his ex. They now live together. Recently, however, he's been calling me. He even sent me flowers. After 12 years, this breakup was devastating to me. I still love him, and he has been coming over a lot lately. He says he still has a lot of feelings for me. I'm confused on what to do. Should I move on and forget him or wait and see what happens? He says he's not happy with the girl, that now they have separate rooms and their sex has stopped. Right. I'm unsure of what to do. Can you please advise me? Please. I do love him, but do not want to feel this pain again. I never moved on. All right, Leanne, here's the deal. It's obvious from your email that you really genuinely love this guy. And it's kind of sad that things have turned out this way. So, irrespective of how much you love him, you have to be realistic when evaluating what he's done to you and what he's planning to do with you again. I'm just saying, maybe he's not planning, but let's check this out. Let's analyze this with an open mind. You and me, Leanne, come on now. Okay. He had a love relationship with this other woman before he met you. Things turned bad, and then he came to you, fell in love with you. Then he spent 12 years of his life loving you and promising you that you're going to be his everlasting love. 12 years is a long time. Then suddenly he walks out of your life. Now, I want you to stop and think about this. So, they got together for a while while you guys were together. So, here's probably what happened. They somehow connected, reconnected, either online, I don't know. She called him, they found each other somewhere, I don't know. They talked, he apologized, she apologized, they're trying to, like, have closure. Maybe they talked about their previous life together, and then they started saying, ooh, I really do miss you. And they arranged to meet again and met again and again and again and again. Okay? So, you've got to look at his pattern. He had problems with his ex. He walked out on her to be with you. Then, when he resolved his problems with his ex, he started a love relationship with her again, secretly. And then when he's sure everything's settled with his ex, he left you and returned to her. Now that things have gone, bad with her again, he starts coming around to you again. Buys you flowers. He puts her down. Makes you feel kind of special. You know, this is like, come on. Is he going to stay with you forever through thick and thin? Through good and bad times, even if you take him back? Or is he going to walk out on you again to be with his ex-girlfriend or some other woman he falls passionately in love with and starts bringing flowers to? Who knows? You know, I can't tell you what to do. Do you want to stay with him? Do you want to try to buy this, that he's coming back into your life and he really has made a decision? It's your life, doll. But history has a way of repeating itself. It really does. It's always important to look at a person's history when you're getting into a relationship with them. Not to be paranoid all the time. But if he's left you for his ex-girlfriend before, he can leave you again. So do what's in your best interest. Do not be swayed by his bad comments about his ex-girlfriend. Or the wonderful flowers he brings around. Or the romantic kind of swooning he does. You know what I'm saying? Think of yourself. What's in your best interest? I always say at the end of the show, take care of yourself first. And that's not a narcissistic thing. I mean, you need to get yourself together and look at your stuff so you can make wise life choices. That's what I'm talking about. So what I'm getting from you is that a big part of your problem is how to move on if you decide to reject his offer. Because you've been unable to move on. You're still hanging in there, clinging and hurt. Because he's come back. Because now his offer is tempting. But the problem is a second. And maybe a third breakup. A fourth from the same guy can be more devastating than the first. My suggestion, find a workable way to get over your heartbreak. Okay? I would be very cautious about taking him back. Look at his history. He has lied to you. He had to connect with her while you guys were together at the end of those 12 years and jumped over there. Maybe he's one of those people that can't be alone. He's always got to have somebody. That's not good. That's insecure. You get to find for you. I would space yourself apart. Again, tell him to work out what he needs to work out. Start really thinking about your future and meeting other guys. Get a support system with some girlfriends, family members who you can talk to. Go see a specialist, a relationship expert for you to work out some of your stuff and help, you know, try to work through some of this confusion because you sound like a really nice person. You are a committed person. He sort of kind of sounds like he could have committed, but why did he split after 12 years again and go back to her? What's up with that? I'm just thinking things are getting a little sour, so he's running back to you. So he can have somebody. I'm not discounting your relationship or that the 12 years wasn't wonderful. But I'm saying, look at the history. Start taking care of yourself. Don't buy into this. Be reserved. Start getting out with your friends. Put it out there socially. Start healing. When you start doing other things, whatever it is, pursuing your hobbies, get into your work more, hang out with your friends more, start getting social, meeting other guys, you're going to feel a little better. Defocus on that stuff going on inside of you. That's what I'm saying. I think it's a really good idea, and I really appreciate you writing me, Leanne. This is Dr. Michelle, and what I'm doing today is I'm answering your emails, and you've written me at docmichelle@AOL.com, D-O-C, Michelle, with two L's at AOL.com. And what I'm trying to do here is just help you out, give you some suggestions and advice. If you'd like to call, I've had a couple of dropped calls today. You can do so at 323-203-0815. That is a Los Angeles area code. That's where we're at. The entertainment capital of the world. And this is not only entertainment, but it's advice. You know, help you out, suggestions. I'd love to hear from you. And by the way, if you go on to my webpage here, right here on LA Talk Radio, you can click on to my email address. Yep, that's docmichelle@AOL.com. My website is drmichelletherapy.com, drmichelletherapy.com. Learn more about my philosophies and, you know, where I'm coming from. Yes, I'm here in Los Angeles. All righty, I have an email from a guy, finally. This is great. A guy has reached out to me and decided to spill his guts. And his name's Brandon, and I thank you so much for emailing me. You sound like a really nice guy. All right, here we go. Dr. Michelle, I'm a 23-year-old single guy who has a pretty good job. The problem is that I really care deeply for two women. It's really hard to choose between the two. I've been waiting to see whether time can tell who I was falling in love with more. But it didn't work. Both women are beautiful, interesting, smart, and fun to be with. The sex with both of them is great. The problem is that they don't know that I'm seeing another person. You're a dog. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Boy, you got the best of both worlds, man. A lot of guys listening right now are saying, come on, Brandon, give it up. Give up one of them. Do you know how many guys would love to be in this situation? It's not a good thing, especially if the other doesn't know about the other. Let me move on here. So, Brandon says, to continue, when I started being with one of the women more than the other, I missed the other one. I hate this cycle more and more because I want to know which one I love more. It's irritating not to know who I really like. I would like a solution because one of them seems to have started to express interest in another guy, and it's making me really jealous. What should I do? Brandon, it's really a difficult situation when you love two women. I mean, can you love two people? Yeah, for sure. You know, you got to choose, though. You can't have two of them because no woman wants to share a man with another woman. You know, women who are in relationships, regular sex, say they love you, they want exclusivity. Men do too, really. But see, here's the deal. You're already getting jealous because one of them may be considering going out with somebody else. And that's a sign that you want her only for you. You see what I'm saying? Identify. If you were in their shoes, that's what they want too. But the other woman who's kind of looking around, she's feeling that maybe you're not there 100%. She may just be testing you because she's feeling that there may be somebody else. I mean, how are you splitting up your time if you're having wonderful love, romantic relationships, and sexual stuff with both women? Wow, you must be a master of time management. You know. All right, you got to make your choice soon. Because if you continue being with both of them, something's going to hit. I always say that. You're going to get in trouble. Both of the women are going to conclude that you're an unserious playboy dog. if they find out about each other, if you keep like juggling and managing your time. Somebody's going to see somebody. If you all live in the same area, you're going to get in trouble. Do you want to get in trouble? Do you want to get busted, Brandon? Maybe you do. Do you want to be punished and then have to make a decision? I don't know. You got to think about that. You're playing these games a little too close to the line. You're getting close to getting caught. They'll both end up dumping you. I mean, really. So you got to look inside yourself and determine really who you want to be with. And when you decide, you got to focus on that choice and allow the other person to go and move on with their life. It's not fair. You are kind of being an unserious playboy dog. Really. I mean, I don't know if you've committed yourself to each of these women or if there's been a commitment agreement or whatever is called. That would really be bad. But you're going to lose both if you stay indecisive. Look, you can't love each exactly the same way. Everybody has their own individual wonderful characteristics and traits. And, you know, the ball is in your court. Play it right. If you need to look at it in front of your face, I would suggest you get a piece of paper. For both women, put their names at the top, one page for one page for the other, and say wonderful qualities and not great qualities. Draw a line down the middle and write out this for each woman on a sheet of paper. Why I love her, what I love about her, what I will miss about her, things that bother me about her. Then you can hold them up in front of your face and say, But you got to get moving. You got to make a decision because one of the ladies is getting a little suspicious, sounds like to me. She's starting to eke out of the relationship, looking around. Maybe looking around, she may be getting out of it. So you may not have a choice. If she starts going out with somebody else, c'est la vie. Then you're going to be one guy who's juggling a woman who has two guys. And then you'll know how that feels. So make a decision, get with it. You're in love with these two women, that's great. Sometimes you got to let one go. Move on. Make a decision. I know it's a great place to be. Wow, what a perfect place to be. Two wonderful women who you have great sexual relationships with. That's a great place, man. Guys are listening going, oh, that lucky guy. But that's not really morally an upstanding character. If you're lying to both, if you've committed to both, just find and pick one and stay with that person. Allow the other one to go. All right, I've said it three times. I'm done. Thank you, Brandon, for emailing me. I sure appreciate it. I want you to just make a wise decision so you don't end up alone. All right, this is Dr. Michelle with you. As you always are at this time, Pacific Standard Time, you're on the couch with me. And if you'd like to email me, you can do so, as all of my listeners have done today, DocMichelle with two L's at AOL.com, DocMichelle at AOL.com. And what I'm doing is I'm giving advice, suggestions, ideas. This is relationship stuff. That's what I deal with mostly. And trying to help you out. If you have any other questions, issues, problems, we can do that too. And if you would like to add some comments or help somebody out as well, you can email me or you can call here live in Los Angeles. We are live, 323-203-0815. And we're moving on. I have a lot of emails that I'd like to get to as much as I can today. So let's go. Oh, this is from Marissa. Dear Doc, 4 years ago, I started an affair with a wonderful man who I work with. He feels the same, and it was quite passionate when we started. Still pretty good. And I feel and have felt like a woman again. Here comes the but. Here comes the but. But the problem is that he's a bachelor at 44 years old. Okay. And I'd not realized how close he was to his mother. Up until now, he spends most of his spare time with her, which has made me feel upset and resentful. Okay, I'm just going to keep reading. This is good. My marriage has been in a steep decline for about 5 years. My husband doesn't know about the affair, and we have not had sex for a long time. We sleep separately. Now, my lover says he's ready to play a bigger part in my life, but I don't know how I feel anymore. It's been such a struggle for the last 4 years. Oh, by the way, I have big debts to pay off, and my children are 13 and 8 years old. Oh, God. I'm so uncertain as to what to do. Should I end it? Should I try to accept what's happened? Shall I make an effort to make my affair work? I don't know, and I feel scared and miserable. Thanks, Marissa. Okay. I don't think that you should make any sudden, gigantic decisions to go back with or into a relationship with this guy. You know, it sounds like your marriage is kind of lost. You have two kids, woman. You got two kids in the prime of their life. You got a 13-year-old and an 8-year-old. And you're out having an affair with another guy just because you and your husband are having sexual issues? And you have a lot of debt? You got to get your life on an even keel. Emotionally, financially, before you do anything drastic. I just want you to think about this, too. Middle-aged bachelors, a 44-year-old guy who's been tied to his mom, doesn't make the best partner or husband. you can always learn from your mistakes. So the mistake was having an affair, number one, when you have two kids and a husband who's got issues, and you're not willing to try to work it out with him. You went outside the marriage, but you need to look at the good side. The good side is what this man showed you, the guy you've been having an affair with, this 44-year-old, is that there are possibilities for love and romance that you may be able to rekindle with your husband. Yeah? However, since you have been straying and having an affair for 5 years, my guess is that you probably won't stay married. You know, you need to get your life straight. You need to get it together. You know, you need to think of other people. You sound tired and you sound miserable. You know? You can't really see where your life's going. Oh, you got... What this guy is offering you is too little, too late. Why don't you focus on being a good mom and thinking of those children? Not getting out and satisfying your sexual needs right now. You got two kids. You're a woman, I assume, in your 40s. Maybe 30s. I don't know. You need to sort out your debts. You need to focus on how you and your husband are going to maybe work part or full time or earning more money and just kind of reappraise your life. You need to get back into some relationship therapy with your husband. You need to get another eye and another ear on your life and its problems and possibilities. Or go into individual therapy with somebody and try to work that out. That would be super if you could do that. You know, it's just, you're not thinking of your family. You're not thinking of other people. So you and your husband are sleeping separately. Okay. You got to try to maybe work on that. What's going on with your husband? You need to sit down and talk to him, not nag, scream, and yell and argue. Especially in front of the children. You need to get some relationship help. I would suggest that you ease out of this relationship immediately. Ease out immediately. It's kind of redundant. But what I'm saying is just get out of this relationship with this 44-year-old guy. It doesn't matter who he is or what he's doing. He's a bachelor, whatever. Doesn't matter. You're having an affair outside of the marriage with two children who need you to be there. You got to work this stuff out. Got to think more about them and their welfare. They may be feeling weird. Mommy's not around certain times or nights. What's going on? What's mommy doing? Husband may be saying, what's my wife doing? They think you're at work. Maybe you're supposed to be at work and you're not. You're having an affair. Oh, that's why you're having debt problems. No, no, no. Okay. You just need to talk to somebody and sort out your stuff. Really. Think about the kids. Think about the husband. Think about your other life. Really. Move on. Get some counseling. Stop thinking about your sexual needs. Work it out with your husband. And if not, then separate and plan how you're going to have that divorce. But that's in the future. Take your time right now. Try to make it work with your husband the best you can. It's important for the family. It really is. All right, this is Dr. Michelle with you, and I'm answering emails, as I do on Fridays, many times. Sometimes we talk about issues from authors and help other people on the air. You can email me if you'd like, as the listeners have done, at docmichelle@aol.com here on LA Talk Radio. That's docmichelle@aol.com. You can also listen to every show. All of the archives are on iTunes for free. Check them out. We're on the couch here with Dr. Michelle. That's me, your friendly psychologist. And I'm, you know, what I do is I try to give you some advice and suggestions and ideas and whatever. We don't have a therapeutic relationship per se, but just kind of putting it out there. And I do take suggestions from you listeners as to help some of the other people with their problems that you've heard. I'm really open to that. Okay. All right. Let's move on. Yeah, this is a tough one, and this is from Candace. She says, Dr. Michelle, I have had a broken heart for 7 years. My husband left me after 20 years for a 19-year-old who's just a year older than our daughter. What do I do to get over this? I'm tired of feeling hurt, insecure, and depressed. And she says, thank you very much for any help you can give me. And that's from Candace again. Wow. You know, few women would expect their husbands to leave them after 20 years of marriage. I mean, really, that's a shocker, obviously. And I'm kind of blown away. It's expected that, you know, you would have been through a lot of rough times together and learned how to survive as one. I mean, that's what long-term marriages do. You have ups and downs. You know, and wow, he left you for someone who's 19? Oof. And you've been married for 20 years, so he's probably 40-something or late 30-something, I guess. How do you get over your heartbreak? You go through the feelings, and you have, obviously. You're still suffering after 7 years. You need to get with somebody who can help you through this. You need to move on. Stop blaming yourself. You know, you probably ruminated about things all the time, over and over in your head. Oh, my God, I could have saved the marriage by doing this or that. Or what did I do wrong? Or maybe I shouldn't have been cranky. Or maybe I shouldn't have, you know. But the reality is you don't know that for sure. He left. He's the one who betrayed your trust. He's unfaithful. All right? I mean, sometimes we drive men away for some reason or another. Maybe we want pity. Maybe we want to be alone. Maybe we won't. You see, guys are bad after all. But after 20 years, I doubt that you would do that. Maybe you were kind of comfortable and blind to the fact that he was going through a midlife crisis, which happens a lot. Again, he's unfaithful, and I want you to believe that it's probably not all your fault. When people break up, it's usually both are involved in issues or problems. But it was his choice to be unfaithful. You know, so what you need to do is get busy. Get busy, get busy. Get the help you need. Get a good therapist. Sit and talk with somebody. Because when you get preoccupied with your loss, you've been hurting for so many years, you become myopic. You get narrow-minded. You just focus in. You know, every day, perseverating on this loss. And, oh, I'm alone, and I'm older, and I'm this, and I'm that. And it sounds like you have a daughter, you know, who's growing up. She's 18, you said. She's moving on. And you may be going through the empty nest thing, too. Maybe she's gone to college. I don't know if she still lives at home. You're having to help her out because she's dealing with her dad leaving you guys for a woman who's a year older than her. You know, it might be a really good idea to just make a decision like today. Like today, when I finish talking to you on the air live, what I want you to do is I want you to call a therapist in your area. Or if you don't have one, ask your general practitioner, your internist for a referral. If you have insurance, great. Find out online a therapist who can help you heal from this devastation. You've got to move on. You don't want to be one of these long-suffering wives. I mean, it's so difficult when we form a pattern, an imprint of relationship for 20 years with someone. I get it. But this is your life, girl. This is your life now. He made his choice. You get to choose what you want from here on out. Okay? Sometimes it helps to get out of yourself, to go out into the world and give. Who knows? Do some great things for yourself as well. Maybe you want to get a part-time job with some kind of group or, you know, somewhere where you'd enjoy. You'll be productive. You'll be earning money. You'll be enjoying. You'll be socializing. You'll be out there in the world. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe you want to volunteer somewhere where you're helping other people. Reach out. Get out of yourself. Join a gym. Do new things for you. Get some new clothes. Get a new hairdo. Change your hair color. Change it up, girl. Join some clubs. You know, they have meetups in your area with other women or guys online. Check out some reputable online meeting sites. Get busy. Get busy. Go to an evening college class or a daytime college class if you have time. Something you always wanted to learn. A writer's class, an art class, whatever. Go to a vocational class. Find out things that you might be interested in. They have those too. Pursue a hobby. Get some support from friends and family. You got to make some new starts for yourself. Enough is enough. And as I said earlier to the listener, I believe it was Leanne, you know, when we have devastating issues in our lives from relationships and we're hurt, or whatever happens in our lives that hurts us, you have to look at it like this is an opportunity to learn something. So what I'm saying to you is stop dwelling and perseverating on the fact that your husband, after 20 years, left you for a 19-year-old, whatever his midlife crisis chose him to do. Whatever. Erase it. Allow him to be gone. Yes, indeed, you may have to speak to him because you have a child. Fine. You start building your life. This is your opportunity to do something truly wonderful with your life now. Your opportunity. This is how you have to look at it. It's a positive. It's a good thing. Use it. Use this opportunity for you. It's about you now. Get some therapy, get some help, get some support. Make you feel good. All right? That's what I would suggest. And I'm sure you've heard that from a lot of your friends and support systems. Okay? Candace, thank you so much for emailing me at docmichelle@aol.com. And I thank everybody else who emailed me today on this wonderful Friday. We're always live here, Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. on LA Talk Radio, the world's most listened to internet talk station. And if you'd like to contact me and, you know, ask me a question, you can do so. It's Doc michelle@aol.com. Yeah, it's about time to go now. Mm-hmm, about that time. Also, you can find me on my website, drmichelletherapy.com, drmichelle with two L's, therapy.com. And, just read more about some of my philosophies, how to get some help, referrals, things like that. Hey, I thank you for being with me. You have a wonderful day. And as I always say, do take care of yourself first, because then you can be great for others. You see, that's what it's about. All right. Have a good one and a wonderful weekend. You can listen on iTunes as well. All the downloads are there. Bye-bye.